I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6 o'clock. It's Monday, the 14th day of September. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, it's 68 degrees.
Looking good on our freeways as we get things started. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
And we begin this half hour again with developing news on Utah's Morning News. Amazon says they're creating more than 1,000 new jobs in Utah.
They're preparing for an even busier holiday shopping season. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with more. Mary?
Amanda, Amazon says they have more than 1,500 new full and part-time jobs available in Utah. These are at the fulfillment centers. Those can involve logistics, shipping, even packing customer orders. It's part of a drive to get 100,000 new jobs filled across the U.S. and Canada. Amazon is also opening new buildings. It's their fourth hiring spree in the U.S. this year. They say people are using the site more than ever now. They had a 40% rise in sales in the second quarter. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The big day is almost here. The largest public works project in Utah history will hit a milestone tomorrow when the new terminal and the first new concourse open at Salt Lake City International Airport.
It comes as the travel industry faces an unprecedented slowdown. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with more. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the Salt Lake City International Airport took about two decades to plan, and eventually it cost $4.1 billion to build. But officials say passengers will reap the benefits as soon as they enter the massive new terminal and its first concourse, both of which open tomorrow.
This airport, with its state-of-the-art parking garage, quicker baggage claim, 28,000-square-foot Delta Sky Club, high-quality dining and shopping, and other amenities, will also be much more efficient and enjoyable.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox says some of the other numbers are staggering. The new airport has a baggage system that travels 7 miles. There's 32 moving walkways, 70 passenger gates, 58 restaurants and shops, and in the end, zero local tax dollars were spent on the construction. Salt Lake City is set to replace Denver's International Airport, which opened in 1995, as the U.S.'s newest large hub airport built from scratch. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Firewatch on KSL News Radio.
A false alarm about fire evacuations in Santaquin. The Goshen Fire came to within just a couple of miles of homes, and state fire officials informed residents homes were being evacuated. But Goshen Fire spokesperson Sierra Hellstrom says that was a false alarm.
A lot of times smoke plumes tend to cause people a lot more fear than maybe is necessary, especially where it looks so close to you. So it was just, I think, out of caution that some people were concerned and thought they were evacuating, and some miscommunication with dispatch.
Within an hour, a few helicopters, a plane, a hotshot crew, and multiple engines were on the site fighting the fire. At last report, that fire was 90% contained.
Meanwhile, a drone forced firefighters to stop air attacks on a fire near Pleasant Grove. Evacuations have been lifted, but officials are still asking people to stay away from both Grove Creek and Battle Creek Canyons in order for emergency traffic to get through. At last report, the fire had burned 188 acres and is 20% contained. The cause is still unknown.
KSL Weather Now with Grant Wayman. We're looking at temperatures in the 90s for the first half of the week, but we'll be in the 70s for the weekend.
Of course, this time of year with the shorter days, things cool more quickly into the evening hours and the mornings as well. It'll just be those afternoons that'll be hot around 90 again today, all the way through Thursday. Not quite as hot Friday, and then it looks like it really cools down again for the weekend.
In addition to those cooler temperatures, Grant says we could see some showers on Saturday.
The fires are more than they can handle across the West. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the death toll rising to 35 killed by Western wildfires. Many of the missing, though, are now accounted for. Oregon fire managers say the sheer magnitude is unprecedented.
We're literally out of firefighters and equipment.
The red flag warnings are now up for hot, dry winds posted all three West Coast states. Tropical Storm Sally forecast to reach hurricane strength today ahead of landfall that is now targeting Mississippi. The National Hurricane Center says it'll deliver high winds and storm surge.
And because it's slowing down, could produce a tremendous amount of rainfall and flooding.
Sally arrives late tonight or early Tuesday. President Trump held an indoor rally at a manufacturing company just outside Las Vegas yesterday, prompting Governor Steve Sisolak to call it reckless and selfish. Mr. Trump telling the crowd,
"Tell your governor to open up your state."
Few in the audience wore masks, but those on the podium with the president, they did. And a $100,000 reward offered for the shooter who critically injured two L.A. County deputies yesterday as they sat in their patrol cruiser. The sheriff fears anti-law enforcement sentiment is the motive. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
It appears the less nosy COVID-19 tests have arrived, courtesy of a Utah laboratory.
ARUP Lab CEO Dr. Sherry Perkins says they are pleased to offer a COVID-19 saliva test that makes high-quality testing easier. There is no nose swab for this test, just spit in the funnel, up to the fill line, twist the cap, and hand it back to the technician. ARUP says this is way more pleasant for both the patient and healthcare provider, who is less exposed to the virus with this test. ARUP says they will do the test only on saliva specimens collected using their kits with a healthcare provider present, and that this new test has been rolled out nationally to its clients. Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, a mother and a toddler are kicked off an airline flight because the little boy wouldn't keep his mask on.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
A couple of minor city street slow spots, but the freeway is looking good as we start things off. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News time is 6:05.
Your morning companion for news and conversation.
Domestic violence has been up. Why would reportings be down?
It has to do with the fact that kids have not been in school.
David Dujanovic, 9 to 11 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, I'm Scott Hammond in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. You know me from the Management Minute. If your small business has been hit hard by the COVID crisis, then please listen carefully. A grant from Learn and Work allows us to offer 60 owners and managers a fantastic turnaround opportunity at USU. This free, yes, I said free, 12-week, 4-hour-a-week online workshop will give you full access to some of the best business executives, entrepreneurs, and professors Utah has to offer. You'll receive free consulting on website development, social media, sales, marketing, customer relations, and other functions. Is this the help you've been looking for? Go to growingutah.org to apply. Space is going fast, so you'll need to apply quickly. That's growingutah.org. Any small business is eligible. Go to growingutah.org today. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
Sometimes in business, the unexpected comes calling. But even in, I'm going to say it, unprecedented times, don't bounce back. Bounce forward with Comcast Business. Bounce forward fast with internet speeds up to a gig, with the flexibility to update your bandwidth in just a few clicks, and with security solutions that help keep your connected devices protected. Be fast, be flexible, be ready for what's next, and bounce forward. Help your business to bounce forward with this amazing offer. Get a great price on a powerful and reliable internet solution from Comcast Business, starting at $64.90 a month for 24 months with a 2-year agreement. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to comcastbusiness.com today to find out more. Restrictions apply. Limited to new Comcast Business 25 megabits per second internet and one voice mobility customers. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, installation, taxes, and fees extra. Subject to change.
Hey, if you're just joining us this morning, tomorrow the ribbon cutting for the first phase of the new terminal and the new concourse in Salt Lake City at the International Airport. The good news, ahead of schedule, under budget. Two things you don't hear a lot these days.
A mother says she and her 2-year-old son were kicked off a Southwest Airlines flight from Fort Myers, Florida to Chicago because the little boy would not keep his mask on.
Reporter Zach Barrett has more for ABC 7 in this in-depth report from Fort Myers.
I feel for all the single parents out there. We're traveling just the two of us today.
With her hands full, Jody Dejansky and her two-year-old son hopping on a Southwest Airlines flight, heading home to the Windy City. But while the toddler was snacking, he had his mask off.
Flight attendants kept coming over asking if he would wear it the full flight, and I said that he would. And it definitely was a struggle, but something that we're working on.
That's when Jody and her two-year-old son were asked to get off the flight.
I was asked to leave the plane, accompanied by the manager, the supervisor, the flight attendants, and the pilot. But definitely emotional and traumatic for him as we were leaving the plane.
In a statement, Southwest says it's their policy. All customers over the age of two must wear a face covering while traveling with them. If you can't wear a mask for any reason, you won't be on board when the plane takes off.
I agree with the process and the protocol in place. I also think there needs to be some leniency when it comes to eating and drinking. It seems like there's a lot of gray area.
Other moms traveling solo tell us they agree.
That's like unreasonable expectations.
Fort Myers pediatrician Dr. Annette St. Pierre McCool says it's important for kids to mask up before taking to the sky. But sometimes with kids that age, it's easier said than done.
Between 2 and 3, I think it's really not fair, especially to that parent and that child, depending on their circumstances of why they were flying, where they were going, and what they were doing.
Meanwhile, Jody and her son had hours to kill while looking for a way to get back to the Midwest.
All the other direct flights were booked up this afternoon with no direct flight for 2 days, actually.
Jody eventually found a flight back to Chicago on American Airlines tonight, lugging her bags to the gate with her little one right alongside.
The main takeaway from this is empathy, sympathy for what parents are going through with their kids during this time of transition.
Southwest says they're still looking into the situation, and they offer full refunds in these cases. Reporting in Lee County, Zach Barrett, ABC 7.
If you've ever flown with a toddler, I have such empathy, such empathy for that mom.
Yeah,
I can't help it. I have such empathy.
Well, you know, it's one thing back in the day when there were lots of options for connecting flights or something. But these days with the airlines not flying a full schedule, it's, you know, you could be stuck there for a full night.
I mean, you do the best you can.
Yeah.
It might have lulled them to sleep, the takeoff, if you had just given them a chance to lull to sleep during the takeoff.
Yeah. Our thanks to ABC for that story this morning. It is time for us to get another look at how the roads are doing this morning. It's Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, what are we looking like?
Well, we're looking pretty good as we start things off on I-15. Draper to downtown, full speed limit. Had a little bit of delay, 5600 West near I-80. That is cleared for now, but it's a little slow 56 West as you cross the 201 freeway in that work zone. Bangor are all clear so far, and SR-36 through Tooele County looking good as well. Eric?
Got one crash on I-84 coming out of Morgan. This is about 4 miles out of town before you get into the valley. It's not blocking any of the lanes, so we don't have any delays. So that's good news. If you're up in Ogden, no problem southbound I-15 to downtown Salt Lake City. And in Utah County, it's all clear on the freeway so far. No accidents or delays. If you're building, renovating, or refinancing, Cypress Credit Union's home loan products, quick closing and low fees, save time and money. Visit cypresscu.com. Equal housing lender, member FDIC. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's check the forecast, Grant.
Well, we definitely have our summer weather back, right, as we started to warm up over the weekend. Certainly compared to earlier last week, 92 the high and lots of sunshine. And tomorrow, mostly sunny and 90 degrees. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
66 downtown.
NFL football is back. Looks a little different. We'll have more on that just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for waking up with us on this Monday. Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
She's still the one for you. And acoustic wave therapy through Pulse Medical Clinic helps you be ready when the moment is right.
You may not know about it. You may never even heard of it. But it's going to change everything. And here's how. Pulse Medical Clinic applies acoustic wave therapy as a breakthrough treatment for ED. The way it works is simple. Acoustic wave therapy activates internal mechanisms to help create new blood vessels. This is a huge step forward in treatment. Guys, it's needle-free, drug-free, and a painless option for those suffering from ED. Looking to regain your love life? Don't wait any longer. Schedule your free consultation with Dr. Williams at Pulse Medical Clinic and get the recommended twice-a-week treatments for ED. And it's surprisingly affordable. Call Pulse Medical Clinic at 801-509-8888. That's 801-509-8888. Don't waste another moment. Call Pulse Medical Clinic.
Hey Utah, Coach Whittingham here. Using protective equipment properly is crucial to the safety of our players. Wearing a mask properly is crucial to the health of our community. Not only does it help protect yourself and others, it can help keep local businesses open and strengthen Utah's economy. Do your part to get us all back in the game. Wear a mask. It's good for you. It's good for Utah. Suit up for the challenge. Join the team at inutah.org/help.
A county mayor should have a plan to improve the quality of life for everyone. I'm Trent Staggs. I've done this as a city mayor and have detailed plans on how to handle growth, improve our transportation, air quality, and how to get our economy roaring again. You can see these plans at TrentStaggs.com. It's time for demonstrated leadership that has a plan for county residents. We need a change. My name is Trent Staggs, and I'm asking for your vote to be your new Salt Lake County mayor.
Paid for by Staggs for mayor.
Net Worth Advisory Group has been helping clients prepare for and successfully transition into retirement for the last 17 years. They've sent out thousands of copies of their book, The 20 Retirement Decisions You Need to Make Right Now. Recent events have made it more necessary than ever to have a personalized retirement plan in place. If you're concerned that the current economic environment will prevent you from reaching your financial goals, call Net Worth Advisory Group and talk to a fee-only financial advisor. Call 801-56-MONEY. That's 801-56-MONEY. With over 80 years of combined experience, they'll make sure you're on track for a successful retirement and can help you avoid some of the most common retirement planning mistakes. At Net Worth, their experts can help design a personalized plan for a solid financial foundation. Their advisors are fee-only and have a fiduciary obligation to give you advice in your best interest. Make your plan with Net Worth Advisory Group. Call 801-56-MONEY today.
Are you financially prepared for your retirement? Contact Net Worth Advisory Group for a free consultation. Call today.
KSL News Time 6:15. Here are the three things you need to know this hour. First,
the new Salt Lake City International Airport is set to open a massive new terminal in its first concourse tomorrow. All operations will move from the old airport to the new airport by the end of October. I'm KSL News Radio's John Mochak.
Second, Rocky Mountain Power reports about 4,700 power outages remain, nearly 1 week after a windstorm tore through northern Utah.
Third, a quick look at the roads brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
Traffic looking good on I-15 so far. We did have that crash reported on I-84. Haven't seen any delay from it, though, between Echo and South Weber. So we're clear through the canyons. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today and high temperatures around 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 66 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The Gulf Coast, still reeling from Laura, is bracing for another hurricane.
The people of coastal Mississippi have seen what Laura did to Lake Charles, Louisiana, late last month. And knowing that Sally is likely to grow into a hurricane as it moves north.
We're concerned with it. Very concerned about how high the water is going to be. They're saying, 7 to 11 feet.
Greg Jacobs of Waveland, Mississippi, is gathering sandbags to fortify his home against Sally's potential landfall later this week. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
Forecasters are watching three other systems in the Atlantic: Tropical Storm Teddy, Hurricane Paulette, which is over Bermuda, and Tropical Depression Irene, which is out at sea. At least 27 deaths are blamed on wildfires burning in 10 western states. ABC's Will Carr talked to an emotional resident in Oroville, California.
Do you want to stay here?
Well, where am I going to go? Everything's gone. No housing, no nothing.
The ongoing tally by Johns Hopkins University says COVID-19 cases worldwide have topped 29 million. 6.5 million of those cases are here in the U.S. You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. The NFL season is back, but it looks very different.
We get a recap of the weekend's games from ABC's Marcus Moore.
The NFL back in action on this unprecedented opening weekend. Teams across the league acknowledging the fight for racial equality and social justice. Some linking arms, other players kneeling. Quarterback Cam Newton, Tom Brady's replacement with the New England Patriots, led his team to victory, wearing cleats with the words, "No justice, no peace," and 7 shots, referencing the number of times Jacob Blake was shot. But many are critical of how the league is handling racial injustice and the Black Lives Matter movement after opposing any on-field protesting at all for years. Before kickoff, a number of teams remaining in the locker room during the national anthem, including the Miami Dolphins.
Enough. No more fluff and empty gestures.
Former 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick ignited the movement on the field 4 years ago by taking a knee to protest police brutality. Over the weekend, tweeting, while the NFL runs propaganda about how they care about black life, they are still actively blackballing Eric Reed for fighting for the black community. Reed, who knelt alongside Kaepernick when the two were teammates, is currently unsigned after having a great season with the Panthers last year.
Brees flips it.
And Saints quarterback Drew Brees, anxious to get back to football after preseason controversy over his comments about the flag following the death of George Floyd, facing off Sunday against a very familiar name in a not-so-familiar uniform.
And I don't think there's been a more anticipated uniform change maybe in the history of the league.
At 43, Tom Brady becoming the oldest quarterback to throw a touchdown pass in NFL history.
Brady throws, easy touchdown.
Playing his first game as a Tampa Bay Buccaneer, facing off against the New Orleans Saints and 41-year-old Brees, the two quarterbacks making history as the oldest quarterback matchup in NFL history.
Brady's going to keep and take it in for the touchdown.
The Saints defeating Brady and the Buccaneers.
I think we're all disappointed it didn't go our way, but the only people that can do something about it are the guys in the room. And we got to look at each other in the eye and all work harder, put more urgency on the things we have to do, and get back to work and do a better job.
The oldest quarterback matchup in NFL history.
Yeah.
Wow.
Sponsored by AARP yesterday. And it was weird, though, to see Brady in the Tampa outfit and Cam Newton starting for the Patriots. A lot to get used to in this NFL season. Mm-hmm. There is no doubt about it.
But exciting.
Yeah, and we'll continue to follow it. Our thanks to ABC's Marcus Moore, by the way, for helping us on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:19, let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Right now, looking at I-15, all clear in Salt Lake County. It's been looking good so far through Utah County as well, between Provo and Point of the Mountain. So the whole way at the full speed limit right now. Pretty light traffic on city streets. Haven't seen any crashes reported in the Salt Lake Valley on the streets or on the freeways, and it looks good so far on SR36 in Tooele County. Eric?
And likewise, down Utah County, no problems heading north on I-15 from Provo to Point of the Mountain. 20 minutes of drive time there. And if you're southbound through Weber and Davis counties, looks good on the freeway from Ogden to Bountiful. No problems. And beyond to down to the downtown area. We do have one crash. This is on I-80. It's westbound, about 4 miles west of Morgan, but that's not causing any tie-ups. At Alta Bank, they know getting through tough times means helping each other. So together, we will go higher than ever before. AltaBank.com. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We've got a bit of a roller coaster again on this week's 7-day forecast.
A lot of sunshine. Highs climbing up to about 92 today. It's going to be another hot one tomorrow. 90 and sunshine. Same Wednesday, up to 90 again. Lots of sun. And more of the same on Thursday as well. 91, mostly sunny. 88 will be the high on Friday. Again, lots of sunshine. Then it tones down for the weekend. Saturday, clouds, a few stray showers in 73, and then 72 on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Let me check what the current temperature is downtown, 66 degrees. We've been following those wildfires in the West. I was at the post office the other day, Tim, and the person behind the desk was telling me that they have had destruction of post offices in the West due to these wildfires.
I'm sure. Fire is non-discriminate.
Yeah. Of buildings. And so I hope they're able to replace that and get their act together to get the vote in with the destruction of those post offices, as if they needed any more trouble with all that.
Well, I can tell you, for the folks that are living there, the loss of their post office is not
last thing they're thinking
not
about.
Not very high on their list. 95% of some of those small towns are completely gone.
Isn't that something,
too? And I have a cousin that lives in a suburb just outside of Portland, and her stories are horrific. Luckily, my loved ones have so far avoided evacuations, but it is tough. We'll continue to follow it, of course, here on KSL. Shawn Michael Lyle coming up next here on KSL.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send the thug. mean total.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey. Where do you want it to be?
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, you know, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
Join Pet IQ's hiring event Tuesday, September 15th and Wednesday, September 16th for a drive-through job fair. Pet IQ is hiring full-time production roles for both day and night shifts. Pet IQ offers a full benefits package, including health care, paid time off, and right now they're offering a $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is redefining pet health, providing a smarter way for pet parents to take care of their pets. This starts with the best-in-class manufacturing facilities. Join the Pet IQ team now. Bring your resume to the Pet IQ drive-through hiring event at 1375 North Mountain Springs Parkway in Springville, Tuesday and Wednesday before 6 p.m. Or visit Pet IQ's career page at PetIQ.com for more information. On-the-spot interviews and job offers available for qualified candidates. And take advantage of their limited-time $500 sign-on bonus. Pet IQ is a team-oriented, growing company dedicated to helping pets live their best lives. Attend the event or visit PetIQ.com for more information.
San Francisco decides on young voters tomorrow. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Well, Tim, tomorrow San Franciscans go to the polls with Proposition F on the ballot to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to vote in municipal elections. High school student Oliver York is campaigning for it, telling KQED.
16 and 17-year-olds really recognize how closely local government affects our lives. It really matters to me when muni funding gets changed. It really matters to me when funding for parks gets changed.
They still won't vote in statewide or federal elections. A similar measure narrowly failed there 4 years ago. Now, San Francisco Republicans, and yes, they do exist, are opposed, saying teens are pressured at high school to support Democrats. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
That's funny right there. I don't care who you are.
Yeah, thanks for letting us know there are some Republicans there in San Francisco.
Two or three, at least.
Watching Utah's Money now brought to you by UCCU. Love where you bank. The Oracle company has emerged as the front runner to take over TikTok in the U.S. Microsoft had been bidding for the social media app, but the Chinese company that created TikTok turned down Microsoft's offer.
KSL Drive's gas prices have started to tick back up. The Lundberg survey shows prices are up 2 cents a gallon over the past 3 weeks, and the national average now sits at $2.26 a gallon.
Here's some good news for Harry Potter fans. Warner Brothers is starting to sell butterbeer online. Yeah, we heard about this. It comes in glass bottles with collectible labels, and it's supposed to taste like butterscotch.
Remember, we were afraid it wasn't going to be available in parts of the U.S. It was only in Europe, so that's why they've made it available online now. Let's see how the markets are doing to start the day. The futures on the Dow up 241 points. That's closing in on 1%. The S&P is up more than 1% at 38 points, and the NASDAQ is up 147.
Another look at your Monday morning commute. That's next on KSL News Radio.
Hi, I'm Utah tax attorney Jordan Wilcox. When the IRS invades your life, keep in mind, it's not just you.
My name's Nora, and I had a trucking company. Everything was in my name, and I had a filed bankruptcy. And I owed the IRS a bunch of money that I didn't think I'd ever get out of. And it took a while to get all this squared away, but it just put me in a bad situation.
Don't face the IRS alone. With everything in your life at stake, don't trust just anyone.
I owed $30,000 in taxes, and it was on machinery that I had to get rid of.
You need someone to fight for you.
We went down there and talked to Will Cox.
Visit TaxHelpUT.com and get relief today. Let's solve your tax problems now. Visit TaxHelpUT.com.
I felt like I had somebody on my side. I finally owed, it was like $3,000, and I thought, we can handle that. If it wasn't for them, I would still be in a mess.
That's TaxHelpUT.com.
After months of waiting, this week, a bonus episode of the Worldwide KSL Podcast, Cold.
There's a reason why police keep these kinds of documents so secret. It's such an invasion of privacy, and yet when we hear what they're saying... Oh.
Cold, an exclusive production of KSL Podcasts, explores the life and disappearance of Susan Powell and the fate of her children and husband, Josh Powell. Download on Wednesday everywhere you find podcasts and on the KSL News Radio app.
Join KSL's Greenhouse Show Saturday, September 19th with Olson's Greenhouse to celebrate fall. Get ideas from the grower to bring a little fall color to your porch or patio. Olson's Greenhouse for all your garden needs.
Coming up on 629, it's Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Andy Farnsworth, what's the latest?
Well, looking good, at least so far along I-15, Draper to downtown, the full speed limit. Out of Tooele, I-80 is clear, but 5600 West seeing a little bit of backup near the 201 and I-80 freeways. That's been about the extent of any problems in Salt Lake County this morning. Eric?
And as far as crashes go, you've got one that's up as you head out of Morgan on I-84, westbound I-84, about 4 miles out of Morgan. You got a crash, but that's not causing any delays. It's not blocking any lanes. If you're southbound in Weber and Davis counties, no trouble there from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake City, and no difficulty in Utah County on the freeway so far. Do you have your own construction equipment? Diamond Rental can provide service, repair, and maintenance plans, from aerial inspections and training to generator service. Diamond Rental can help keep your equipment working for you. I'm Eric Butler in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines, and let's find out how hot we get today. Back over to you, Graham.
Things heating up here along the Wasatch Front. 92 is going to be the high today, so we hit 90 yesterday, back up there again today, and 90 in sunshine tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6:30.
It is 66 degrees.
Freeway's looking great so far. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, Salt Lake City will have a brand new airport up and running tomorrow morning as part of the largest public works project in Utah history.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik is live on the scene at Salt Lake City International with the very latest. John?
Yeah, Amanda, the wait is almost over. After 6 years of construction and about two decades of planning, the $4.1 billion Salt Lake City International Airport opens tomorrow with a massive new terminal and its first concourse. Officials say by the end of the year, a second concourse will open, and the east side of Concourse A will actually be built right over the top of the old airport.
Delta will occupy all of Concourse A, and the other carriers, American, Frontier, JetBlue, Southwest, Alaska, and United, will move into their new gates along with Delta.
Bill Wyatt, executive director of the Salt Lake City International Airport, says they may still be screwing in some light bulbs tomorrow, but the new airport will be open as planned. In fact, the old airport will still be operational 24 hours from now and for some time, but the plan is to move all operations to the new facility by the end of October. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
For the first time since Tuesday's windstorms, power has been restored at two junior high schools in the Ogden School District. That means students at Highland and Mount Ogden Junior Highs will return to class today. However, Rocky Mountain Power still reports about 4,700 total outages this morning, with most of those being in Salt Lake County.
Meanwhile, it's the first day of classes in the Salt Lake City School District again. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards joins us live with the story. Mary?
Amanda, they delayed the first day by 2 weeks already. Then the windstorm hit, and many people were without power and internet all last week. Some still don't have it today, but Salt Lake School District is all remote this year. Some students will have video classes today, their first day back. Others will be working on assignments. The district handed out devices until they ran out, and administrators say they will focus this next while on making sure students are connected and logging on. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Firefighters report 90% containment on the Goshen Fire, which is burning near a Santaquin neighborhood. Residents are grateful firefighters are holding the line.
They've had their work cut out, especially this summer, and they've done a great job. So, I mean, we were nervous, but we weren't worried about anything burning down.
Because firefighters were already on the scene of another fire nearby, they were able to get helicopters, a plane, hotshot crew, and multiple engines at that Goshen fire within an hour.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Most of the week will be a little warmer than normal, but we're looking at some cooler temperatures by the weekend.
We went from like way below the average last week to now above average temperatures again. We hit 90 yesterday, and we're going to be on this plane of pretty warm days ahead here for the next four, with temperatures all right around 90 degrees.
Grant says right now, as the days start to shorten, we're cooling off faster, so our overnight lows will be in the lower 60s for the work week.
Let's get our top national stories now and go back to Sean Michael Lyle live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, resources are stretched thin in West Coast states as hundreds of wildfires burn.
For the state of California right now, there are over 16,750 firefighters engaged in the firefight.
The death toll now 35 in three coastal states. Red flag warnings for hot, dry winds are posted all across the West. Sally is forecast to be a hurricane when it makes landfall on the Gulf Coast late tonight or tomorrow. Mississippi is in the center of the target cone right now, but warnings are up from Louisiana to the Florida Panhandle. Two L.A. County deputies remain in critical condition after being shot as they sat in their cruiser yesterday.
Two deputies who were ambushed by a gunman in a cowardly fashion.
A $100,000 reward's offered to find the shooter. Several anti-law enforcement protesters were later arrested at the hospital where they were taken. And Pfizer says their coronavirus vaccine could be ready by the end of October, then hope the FDA will approve it before the end of the year. CEO Albert Bourla tells CBS they're already making mass doses, hoping it works.
If it fails, it goes to our pocket, and at the end of the day, it's only money.
He says 30,000 people are recruited for Phase 3 trials. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
No more swab up the nose. KSL News Radio's Todd Fuchs reports saliva tests are here.
ARUP Labs announcing it's now offering COVID testing without the brain poke. They say the new spit-in-a-funnel test is available with pre-approval to ARUP clients now in the Salt Lake area and nationwide. ARUP says they will only perform the test using saliva specimens collected using one of their collection kits and with a healthcare provider present during the test. ARUP first started using the saliva test at University of Utah Health and says they're just as good as the nose swab.
They say this new test is easier on the patient and puts healthcare workers at less risk of exposure.
Coming up on KSL, the future of the old state prison site in Draper.
And triple team traffic.
Things looking good on I-15. Just the one crash westbound I-84 about halfway between Morgan and Mountain Green. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. KSL News Time, 6:35.
Think you know the story? Think again.
We're not seeing real debates in front of the American people. Both sides.
What are you afraid of? Challenge your thinking with Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, 11 till 12 on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
We're talking with Jake Runyon from Magellan HCM. Jake, the one idea that employers have the most control over is allowing insurance carriers to fight for their business, forcing them to compete, and therefore offering the best coverage at the lowest costs. True?
Exactly.
So why is it most insurance brokers will only look at the same three or four carriers every year?
For a broker to shop every carrier in Utah requires a lot of man hours. Also, not all brokers are appointed with all the carriers in Utah, which means they can't access certain markets.
Well, isn't it kind of the goal to get all these quotes and kind of figure out what's what so you can save some money?
Yep, absolutely, that's the goal.
So most employers?
Most employers that I talk to at best are seeing three or four different options when they analyze their insurance plan at renewal.
So what about Magellan?
Magellan will outline all the information up front that we're going to need from you. Then we'll take the time to shop your insurance plan with all applicable carriers and then show you a side-by-side comparison for you to review.
Competition makes it better and more affordable.
It's capitalism at its best.
Yes, sir, it is.
Giving all the carriers a chance to fight for your business ensures that you and your employees are getting the most value from your premium dollars. It's that simple.
So you really do shop all the carriers?
Our policy is to shop every employer with every carrier every year. We do our best to make the process as simple as possible and do much of the heavy lifting for you.
We know about the employer, but what about the employee's standpoint? What can we do?
Most employers share the cost of their benefits with their employees.
Yeah.
If you're an employee and the cost of your benefits feels too high, or it feels like your benefits keep getting watered down year after year, gently encourage your employer to have us shop your plan with all Utah carriers. Again, there's only potential savings to be had by doing it, both for you and for the company.
Okay, Jake, this is me gently hinting. How does the employer find out all about this?
Easy. They can either visit our website by going to shopmyplan.com, or they can text insurance to 57500.
Boy, there is a lot of excitement surrounding what turns out to be the largest public works project in Utah history. The brand new airport will be up and running tomorrow. We'll have live reports throughout the day today and have that ribbon cutting first thing tomorrow morning.
Today, state leaders will unveil plans to turn the state prison in Draper into a large-scale development. Mayor Troy Walker tells the Deseret News it'll be very green.
We would like to see it be a community that's so unique. You can live there, play there, and work there, and you don't have to rely on that car.
Planners hope to attract a world-class research facility and develop a famous landmark. The state wants to use bonds to pay for part of the infrastructure.
You might see and hear some extra activity around Hill Air Force Base beginning tonight. The military says the base's fighter wings will be used in a local combat exercise. They're planning on up to 80 sorties per day beginning today and continuing through Thursday, some of those flights lasting until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Two groups are collecting wood from trees downed in Tuesday's windstorm and are using it to provide relief for Native American elders across the state. Organizer Mo Smith says this is a good use for those trees.
Rather than a lot of these trees and wood going to landfills, this is an opportunity to meet an unmet need in rural tribal communities.
Through Wednesday, they're accepting wood from 9 to 5 at the Urban Indian Center and Esther's Garden. That wood will then be taken to Native Americans in rural areas where they'll use it to cook and warm their homes. 6:39, Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. And back over to you, Andy.
Hey, Amanda, right now if you're on I-15, the drive towards Salt Lake City is still looking good from Draper to downtown. It's on 5600 West that we're having some delay. It looks like in the construction zone just south of I-80, both directions are backing up. It's not the railroad tracks, it's north of that. And then just a touch of I-80 slowdowns westbound right before the Lake Point exit into Willow County. Eric?
Not seeing any major difficulties in Utah County. Certainly on the freeway, you've got normal speeds, 24 minutes northbound I-15 from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain out on University Avenue in Provo. We are seeing a little bit of congestion there as you work your way north of the freeway, right around 900 south, northbound, southbound, slowing up a little bit at that intersection. Jason.
And things looking pretty decent up north. The only trouble you got is still that accident westbound 84, about halfway between Morgan and Mountain Green. Otherwise, everything moving nicely from Ogden down to Salt Lake if you're southbound on I-15. Hercules First Federal Credit Union announces the opening of their newest location in Harriman. Stop by or visit HerculesCU.com for more on their competitive rates and other locations to serve you. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Back to Grant with another warm day coming your way today.
Things are definitely heating up here along the Wasatch Front again for today and the next couple of days. Highs around 90. Today, 92 in the sunshine and 90 tomorrow. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Still 66 degrees downtown.
Coming up in just a moment on KSL, AstraZeneca has begun that trial, restarted that trial after a brief pause. The trial of COVID-19, the vaccine trial. We're going to find out more in just a moment on KSL News Radio.
You'll want to be here, too, at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again for starting your morning and riding along with Tim and Amanda on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Be there. Take a moment to show a veteran you care. September is Suicide Prevention Month. Hi, this is Jill Atwood, Director of Communications for the VA in Salt Lake City. In this week's Upholding Valor, Suicide Prevention and the Importance of Watching Out for Our Veterans. A kind word or an extra moment to really listen can make all the difference, especially now during the COVID-19 pandemic. Isolation can be especially difficult on veterans. Reach out, ask questions, be there for America's heroes. To hear real veteran recovery stories and learn more about resources available, get the Upholding Valor podcast by texting VETERANS to 57500 or go to ksl360.com/veterans.
American United Federal Credit Union is proud to partner with the VA Salt Lake City Healthcare System for Upholding Valor and always strives to be the difference that makes a difference in veterans' lives. Visit amucu.org/valor to learn more.
I don't think any of us were expecting to see fallen trees with their roots up in the air.
What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and when something like this happens, we're reminded just how much damage something like a fallen tree can do. I met with our management team to figure out how we could help once we saw how our communities were affected. You know, we work with things that are buried underground every day, and we know how a home can be impacted by something like this. If you're in one of those older neighborhoods that had mature trees that blew down, Any Hour Services wants to help if you're worried about the condition of your main water line or your sewer main line. We're willing to inspect both of those for free, and there's absolutely no obligation to buy anything. Hundreds of homes were affected, and we'll try and get to as many people as we can, so call and we'll put you on the schedule as soon as we can get out there. Take down this number and tell your friends and neighbors that we're offering these inspections at no cost. 801-443-7700 is the number to call. So if you're worried about your main water line or your sewer main line, call 801-443-7700 and ask to schedule a free inspection. 801-443-7700, Any Hour Services.
Join PetIQ's Drive-Thru Job Fair this Tuesday and Wednesday. $500 sign-on bonus available now. Bring your resume to 1375 North Mountain Springs Parkway in Springfield or visit PetIQ.com.
The Fall RV Show at the Mountain America Expo Center has been canceled this year. But right now, Motorsportsland is offering show pricing on all in-stock inventory, plus free admission. If you're shopping for an RV, you know firsthand that availability has been scarce throughout the country. But Motorsportsland is receiving many new trailers, fifth wheels, and toy haulers every day, all at show pricing to save you thousands. With cooler temperatures, fewer crowds, and reduced school schedules, this fall is perfect for creating family memories that will last a lifetime. Even in crazy times, you should never pay more than a dealer's advertised price with fake fees like freight, prep, or an RV orientation. Instead, come to Motorsportsland, where our low, upfront prices already include these items. It's time to find new adventure and make exciting memories by letting Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you.
Sportsland, 4001 South State.
Thanks to those of you that have already reached out to us this morning on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. When you can, join the conversation at 57500. KSL News Time, 6:45. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the Salt Lake City Airport is ready to open up tomorrow. A very exciting day, and we'll be there live.
Second, the first day of school finally arrives for the Salt Lake City District today. We'll keep an eye on that story.
Third, it's a look at traffic brought to you by Mountain America's credit cards. Find your fave.
A little bit heavy on I-15 now as you go Kaysville into Farmington, but otherwise the freeways look untouched for delays and problems. 5600 West backed up, though, near I-80 on the west side. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of sunshine today and high temperatures around 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
66 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
A state of emergency along the Mississippi and Louisiana Gulf coasts ahead of Sally's arrival.
This storm taking a similar path as Hurricane Katrina 15 years ago. New Orleans expected to take up to 20 inches of rain and a life-threatening 11-foot storm surge. The city's levees will be tested.
ABC News senior meteorologist Rob Marciano says the slow-moving tropical storm could be a hurricane by the time it makes landfall later this week. President Trump will get a look at wildfire damage in Northern California today. The death toll continuing to rise to at least 27 as the fires burn in 10 states, with dozens missing. A Delta flight from Detroit to Los Angeles was delayed for 45 minutes, with the pilot being forced to return the plane to the gate after a passenger refused to wear a mask. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
All right, time for the KSL In-Depth. AstraZeneca's COVID-19 vaccine trial has resumed after a brief pause when one person came down with an unexplained illness.
Joining us live is ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky. What do we know about the trial resuming, Aaron?
Not much, and I think that's what's frustrating scientific experts. They say that AstraZeneca should be a little more forthcoming. Pharmaceutical companies normally are not when it comes to clinical trials, but because the public is so heavily invested in a COVID-19 vaccine, the experts would like a little more disclosure. But AstraZeneca says it's ready to resume clinical trials. And that unexplained illness that shut the trial down in Britain ended up being some kind of neurological problem. We don't know exactly what the neurological problem was. We don't know the patient's condition, and we don't know whether that patient was given an actual dose of the trial vaccine or a placebo. So there's still a fair amount of questions here.
And it's normal in these processes to have this happen. We've talked a lot on this program about the fact that this is playing out right before our very eyes, which normally these things would happen behind the scenes and we'd never know about any of it.
And that's absolutely true. And scientists say because it's playing out publicly and because the public has such a vested interest in and because, especially in this country, the taxpayer is footing the bill to fast-track the funding for a lot of these vaccine candidates, the public should actually have a little more knowledge about where these trials are. There are about 35 drugs or potential vaccines that are in this phase 3 trial stage, including 8 in the United States. Overall, there's about 150 different potential COVID-19 vaccines. And we've heard experts like Anthony Fauci say that there probably will be more than one, down the road here.
I mean, because we are going to be the ones taking the vaccine in order to make the world safe, we need the information. So what's their explanation for not sharing that information with us?
Not a lot of explanation. AstraZeneca disclosed the problems in a conversation with a conference hosted by JP Morgan Chase. So, that wasn't public, and then it had to be confirmed through somebody who was in the audience. I mean, it was a bit of a mess to understand exactly what went on. And similarly, AstraZeneca, we shouldn't say, is the only one. Pfizer says now it's ready to expand its clinical trial. Great. But, where that trial stands or how it's going, we don't know any of that.
All right, but Pfizer, at least their CEO, saying now there's a good chance that they'll know whether this works or not by the end of October.
In theory, and that's certainly the good news. My dog's even excited about it.
That's funny.
The challenges of working from home, right? The hope is that these vaccines, will be either known to work or not in fairly short order, and that's why we've seen the government take steps to try and develop a pipeline. So that once the vaccine is workable and once it's approved, there's already systems in place to get it distributed. Some question the timing when the CDC was like, hey, let's have that vaccine ready by, say, November 3rd. You're like, wait a minute, that sounds like a familiar date or close to one. But the scientists there say they're just trying to make sure that the pipeline is clear so that the vaccine can get to the public as soon as it's ready.
Hmm. We sure appreciate your reporting on this, Aaron. Thank you. ABC News correspondent Aaron Katursky on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
It's been fun throughout this pandemic to get to know everybody's pets, too.
Yeah.
On the air.
That's
morning.
True.
6:49. Let's see how the roads are doing out there, shall we? It's Triple Team Traffic brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave. Here's Andy.
Well, Tim, suddenly we've got some delay in South Salt Lake. Looks like we may have a crash northbound 15 just after 3300 South, and it is over to the right. Looks like in the right lane, maybe just before the 33rd on-ramp joins up with the main flow, and everybody being forced into the left. Actually, it looks like the two right lanes are blocked and the two left lanes are open. So that's what's causing our backup in South Salt Lake right now. 201 freeway all clear, but backups on Bangor Highway approaching 201 increasing. Eric?
Had a little bit of congestion that looks like it's forming out north of I-80 on Foothill Drive as you head up towards the University of Utah, but no major delay so far. I-15 in Utah County, that's running smooth, and Redwood Road traffic heading north, you got good movement out of Saratoga Springs. Jason?
And likewise, a little bit of slowing now southbound on 89 in the Fruit Heights area. Otherwise, you're looking pretty decent as you travel through Weber and Davis counties this morning. No trouble on I-15 itself from Ogden to Salt Lake City. Looking good on Legacy. West Side Belt and the rest of 89 also moving smoothly other than Fruit Heights. Mr. Max BOGO sale is back. Buy one suit at $208.99. Get the second for just $1. Mr. Max stores are clean and sanitized. Visit all 9 Mr. Max stores. I'm Jason Jones in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Let's look at that 7-day forecast, Grant.
Hotter temperatures here for us for the first part of the week. 92 the high today and lots of sunshine. Tomorrow, 90 and mostly sunny, and about the same thing Wednesday, mostly sunny and 90 degrees. 91 in the sun on Thursday. We hit 88 on Friday, mostly sunny. And then it tones down on Saturday, 73. A lot of clouds, stray showers perhaps, and then 72, partly cloudy on Sunday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
66 downtown.
We've got some good news for you this morning. If you heard us talk over the last month or so about some great deals on Honda vehicles like the Civic, the Accord, the CRVs, the Pilots, the Odysseys, that clearance pricing still on at your Utah Honda dealers. And maybe you're looking at that beautiful 2020 Honda Accord, thanks to Lorenzo there at Ken Garf and Orm. This is such a beautiful car, and of course Amanda drives an Accord too. But
love it.
With SUVs, you think a lot about space to put things, and maybe not so much with an Accord, but Honda's thought about it. They have that 60-40 rear split back seat. With the pull of a lever, you can lower one side of the seat, throw your skis in the trunk, and still get up to the ski resorts. Just one of the many things I love about the Accord, including the tri-zone climate control to make sure everybody in that back seat is comfy.
Love the Accord. Also, if you're going to drive an SUV, a larger SUV that seats eight, think about the Honda Pilot. Thank you, Brandon, at Ken Garf Honda downtown. Love Ken Garf Honda downtown. That larger SUV that's all-wheel drive, that got plenty of cargo space, and just all the Hondas that have this technology that gives you peace of mind, that cross-traffic monitor, and that multi-angle rear-view camera that shows you what, I mean, in addition to your mirrors, you've got that camera that shows you what's behind you. There's a crazy person behind you. You can see it so easy. But you've got to test drive that Pilot from Honda.
And do it now while the clearance pricing is on. The more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Blast off with Blast Off Mortgage Company.
The lowest interest rates ever at Wagonwell Lending Station. Refinance today at Rapid Refinance Mortgage Company, in business for over 12 weeks.
There are dozens of mortgage companies holding out their grabby hands and yelling with their yelly voices, trying to get your money.
Where else you gonna go?
Where else you gonna go? Loans by Rick, that's where. Because Loans by Rick is a real guy. Rick Kirschenbaum at Vintage Lending. So when you click loansbyrick.com, you're instantly in touch with someone who's been in the business for 20 years. Someone who knows that you don't want the loan or refinance process to be long and painful. Rick can usually get it done in 12 to 22 days. And Rick always stays in touch, so you don't have to worry and wonder about being lost in the mortgage jungle. Rick can and will get you the historic low rates that you deserve. So if you're buying, refinancing, or just need some cash out of your home, where else are you going to go? LoansByRick.com or 801-809-SAVE or click LoansByRick.com.
Rick Kirschenbaum, NMLS 241179, and Vintage Lending, NMLS 287106, are equal housing lenders. Some restrictions apply.
The moment you start cancer treatment is pivotal. Ahead is an experience that changes you. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination to overcome the obstacles. At Intermountain Cancer Center, we're there for every moment. Ahead are experts. There are hard decisions, hope, newfound strengths, difficulties, and determination from teams of specialists who overcome the obstacles. Learn about Intermountain Cancer Center at intermountain.com/cancer.
Take control of your financial future at the Virtual Women in the Money Utah Financial Empowerment Conference, Friday, October 9th from 8 a.m. to 3:30 p.m. There is no better time for women of all ages, cultures, and financial situations to grow their financial capability together and hear from Utah's most influential women leaders. Register today at womeninthemoney.org. That's womeninthemoney.org. Or text FUTURE to 57500 for details and get ready to take control of your financial future.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. Delta Airlines says it's going to borrow $6.5 billion in new funding and back the loan using assets set aside in their frequent flyer program. United Airlines announced a similar move back in June, where it used its rewards program to back a $5 billion loan.
Dow futures up 238, the S&P futures up 37.9, the NASDAQ futures up 155.
The PRCA Extreme Bull Finale is in Nephi September 19th at 7 p.m. Great bulls and great bull riders. Get your tickets at UteStampedeRadio.com. That's UteStampedeRadio.com. Get your tickets now.
Close your eyes, unless you're driving. Now, imagine over 1 million books stacked on top of one another. That's over 30 miles high. Now, what if you could fit all these books into your phone and listen to story after story anytime and any place you wanted? With Scribd, you can. That's Scribd, S-C-R-I-B-D. Like fibbed or ribbed, but spelled S-C-R-I-B-D. It's endless streaming for reading. But instead of TV shows, you're getting audiobooks, ebooks, magazines, podcasts, sheet music, and more, all through a single app. With a subscription to Scribd.com, you get endless entertainment and knowledge. From New York Times bestsellers to classics you've always wanted to read. For a limited time, try Scribd free for 30 days. There's no commitment, and you can cancel anytime. For your free 30-day trial, get the app on your favorite mobile device or go to Scribd.com and sign up now. That's Scribd.com. Scribd.com.
It is time for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need with Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
Healthy kids make engaged students. Children who are active and eating well are more likely to have improved concentration, are happier, and earn higher grades. But too many kids are not getting the exercise and nutrition they need. Select Health has created an online school-based program that helps teachers, students, and parents live the healthiest lives possible through B3, Brain Body Boost. This program helps 4th, 5th, and 6th grade teachers bring health education into the classroom while students get active through lesson plans, activities, and other online resources. The B3 curriculum is aligned with the Utah Health Education Core Standards, providing teachers with tools to complete these requirements. Participation is completely free. Teachers can earn free school supplies by completing the program tasks, and classes can earn grand prizes for being active. Students will enter their daily activity minutes online to track their progress. If you're interested in learning more or are a teacher interested in signing up, go to b3kids.com. That's b3kids.com. Select Health recognizes the positive health impact from B3 as another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
659, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, Andy.
Right now, Amanda, we've got a crash northbound I-15 blocking the three right lanes of the freeway. Only the HOV and the far left lane getting by at this time. This is right before the 33rd South on-ramp merge. So those of you getting onto the freeway at 33rd, you have to swing around the Highway Patrol vehicles that are on the far right shoulder. And those of you that are on the main flow have to merge into the far left lane. This is quickly causing delays now that have stretched back to 45th South. And unless they open up another lane, this is going to get worse and will be emergency traffic here shortly. Eric?
Over on Bangor Highway, you got a little bit of northbound congestion approaching the 201. The west and east belts look good for northbound traffic. Though down in Utah County, things are running smooth on I-15. Jason?
And the slowing that was happening southbound on 89 in Fruit Heights, that's all gone now, so you don't have to worry about that. I-15 still rolling smoothly as you travel through Davis. No problems right now, Layton or Kaysville. Still seeing that accident westbound 84 about halfway between Morgan and Mountain Green with no delays. Grow your money with Wasatch Credit Association. Earn 3.5% interest rate, fixed term, no fee certificates with
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was 3 blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com. Follow us on Apple Podcasts or anywhere else you listen.